Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Out there and
and everything, you know. We always have to pray for our people, for health. Seem like still COVID, flus, and all kinds of other stuff happening around right now. So we have to, and our children too. We gotta watch out for our children. But anyway, it's really an honor to be here again. And for all of you tuned in to be here with us, I hope that you tune in every week with us. You know, sometimes we have lots of fun, and we always mention a lot of things. And you know, I was looking at the calendar, and. 143 years since our people wiped out Custer. You know, next Saturday, you know. So this was his last week of free pooping, you know. Pooping in a normal mind, you know, without being scared to death. Anyway, hold on here. Hey, Toshi.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight?
I'm
What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you don't want to know what's up over here.
No.
Anyway, I'm just starting off so bad again, you know, shameful. No shame over here, but I was thinking, you know, I was reading about this woman who killed the FBI agent, raided her house for drugs, and while she was shooting at the feds, her husband was hiding the drugs. And she only did 14 years for that, you know? And, you know? So, anyway, I'll let you take off and, you know, give us some blessings, our listeners.
Now who? Wana. Wana. All right.
Why not?
I'm going to say a prayer and we'll get started. We chose on the Chinichidam. And the Chinichas are going to need a woman she got from Kashla. You can't have a woman she knows you feel on them. And we chose on. Chokus a sheet of linen took the Yachbel, Kitwini and Yankees need from Kashla. As you don't go Yankees from Kashla. Now, we did a long panic of Lakota, I think, called Tukashla. We chose him. Okay, we need to have left at Tukashla. Tinian Makano, Oyaki Chunke, Tukashla, needed to get Ushisha holding him. You can't own Kyona Tukashla, Yuha, Stella Taska Tukashla, Stowon, she knows you feel happier. I left at the kitchen, Hoy, Ushimokila, Port Tukash, Ushimokila, for how many tapias?
Oh, what's there? Yeah, you know, right now, like, I was over there in Pine Ridge Res today, and they're having, you know, ceremonies and preparing for Sundance and everything, so that time of the year, so I'm proud of our people for doing what they do, you know, you know, and the people who show up to support all of these, you know, different spiritual gatherings. And I'm proud of our people that we, you know, that we're holding on, you know, and it's hard that a lot of our people ignore it, but there's still people that are holding on to it, you know. I was looking at this Washichu's T-shirt. He said, "Jesus was American." Jesus was American. He was
created by Americans.
Anyway, just something, you know. And so what's been going on in your world? Tell us about it, don't you?
No, I've just been.
I mean, anything you ran across?
No, not really. Just trying to get my health back together. You know, just taking the time for myself now, you know.
Oh, yeah. We are.
Finally coming out of it, which feels good, you know. But otherwise, you know, just I haven't been paying attention to anything. And that when you was talking about that lady killing those two FBI agents while her husband was getting rid of drugs, you know, there's a big difference between Leonard Peltier and this lady.
Yeah.
You know, those FBI agents shot at Leonard and him first. What were they supposed to do?
Yeah.
Just lay down, have them get blasted. You know,
and top it off, they're really, saying it was over a pair of shoes,
a pair of boots. Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy named Eagle, Jim Eagle. They said that he stole a pair of boots in interior, and shit, that's clear across the reservation. And they knew he wasn't there, but yet they pushed the issue. See? And those two FBI agents, they were. I think it was just a setup to create problems. Because the two that were young, and they were dumb, and the ones that were older that dealt with Indians before, they were nowhere around, but they were in Pine Ridge. So then they send these two guys out there, John Wayne actors, you know, and they thought they could go on private property and start shooting at people, you know. So they really got what was coming to them. That's how those Dino and those guys got out of it, because they told the truth in Rapid City. But Leonard, they railroaded him by taking him to Bismarck, North Dakota, you know, one of the most racist places there in the Midwest. And they knew that he was going to get railroaded. So, you know, but if he stayed with Dino and him, I think he would have got out just like them, because the Washichus there in Rapid City, they considered it self-defense.
So, they needed
somebody to prosecute because of those two FBI agents. And so they laid it all on Leonard. And this girl that killed these two FBI agents, what's the difference, you know? One's white and one's Indian. That's the only thing. One was illegal drugs, and the other one was standing up for the people, you know? It doesn't make sense to me how these Washichus take up for Washichus, you know? They let a girl go that killed two FBI, knowing they killed two FBI agents. And these Leonard, they didn't know these guys were FBI agents because they just came down and started shooting. You know, and that was the difference.
So they thought there were a couple of white boys. They were dressed in plain clothes, just down there, start shooting at Indians. You know, like a couple of ranchers. You know,
because they chased them. They chased them down there, see. And when they started shooting, they start shooting back. And that's the difference between this Washichu girl and Leonard Peltier. This Washichu girl knowingly killed two FBI agents. And Dino and them get off because they told the truth, and it was self-defense. But they couldn't use that up there in North Dakota because it's one of the most racist places there is, Bismarck, North Dakota. And they knew he was gonna get convicted. And they were bragging about it way ahead of time, the feds and the marshals. And, you know, they knew that they were gonna take him. They'd probably never see the light of day again if they had to. And that's what happened, exactly what happened. And, and so, you know, these Washichus, they protect their own. Look at this January 6th committee talking about all these criminals. You know, when are they going to prosecute? When are they gonna, if that was me or you, what do you think they'd do to us? Shit, they would have had us convicted and all kinds of jacked hard fellas and hung us a long time ago, you know? But since these are Washicha boys that did that, you know, these guys are crying over 3 weeks in jail. Shit. You know? And they're wimping out and getting 6 months, you know? Shit, Lakota goes to jail. He's looking at years, you know, for drugs. And these Washichus, I mean, I don't get it. They're getting a slap on the wrist. Then that woman that said that she wasn't going to get prosecuted, all this stuff, because she was white. They gave her, what, 6 months? And she's balling around about it.
Yeah.
You know, 6 months is nothing, yeah, man. You know?
Yeah, but they sure was acting tough going into the Capitol building.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. You know,
they're acting tough. You know, yeah. You know, I don't care if they fight the cops, but you know, you gotta have some, you know, be brave to fight cops, not because there's 50 of you on one cop, you know. I mean,
yeah,
go toe-to-toe with the cops or something, you know. But cops are the same way. They'll beat you 10 deep, you know. But the thing is, those white guys were sure showing off at the Capitol, but they were showing off, walking around,
yeah,
smiling, you know. But now they ain't smiling or showing off. They're out there begging for mercy and complaining about the food and complaining about this and that and their rights, you know, their American,
yep,
rights. You know, a couple of them owned up and said, oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't me that day. That just wasn't me. I fell into the moment, you know. You know.
I got to call up.
Yeah. yeah. So I didn't take my pills. That's another thing they say. I didn't take my pills, so that's why I did that. You know.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. You know the bullshit that these Washichus say. You know, when they go to court. You know, shut up and they'll handle it. Hell, you know. Don't be whining around. You know, you did what you did. Just say, hey, there it is, man. You know. Do your time.
Yeah.
You know, none of them's looking at serious time anyway, you know. The most anybody's getting is, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't like us, me and Larry and us and Corda and you. Is that all you can give us? Is that all you're going to give us? You know? I thought you were supposed to be hardcore. You know, how come I'm only getting,
yeah,
5 years?
Yeah. You know, and that's the difference. These Washichus are getting weeks. Lakotas are getting years, you know what I mean? And they're bawling around,
yeah,
about it. I'm losing my job. I,
yeah,
lost my wife. I lost my, you know, shit.
Yeah.
You know, ask
crying
for pity.
And like those FBI agents. Those FBI,
yeah,
agents right away whipped out a white flag. After they started doing the shooting, they whipped out a white flag. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
A white flag don't help nobody. Where the hell they get that from? A white flag, you know?
They probably all carry them.
Maybe a white pair of boxers with skid marks on it might have an effect, huh?
Maybe those were his whitey tighties or whatever they call them.
Anyway, yeah, you know, our people don't get breaks, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Leonard's case is a good example of it. And if Dino and Bob, they fought it tooth and nail, but they had the evidence, you know, and the jury believed them. They admitted to it. They said, you know, we shot back. They were shooting at us. We shot back, you know. They admitted it, you know.
Yeah, because they didn't know who they were.
And, you know, I put that post on about that lady who got freed after killing the FBI agent. And I looked at the comments down at the bottom, you know. And I mentioned about Leonard. I put a comment. Oh, Leonard was guilty. Rah, rah, rah. You don't kill two FBI. You know, so Al, I said, well, I expect you invasive species to stick up for your people, you know? You know, then I just left it at that, you know? But, you know, our people, we go through a lot of issues all the time, even, you know? And it don't matter if our people are trying to, even though the ones that trying to be American, they find out that don't work, you know?
We're all American.
Yeah. They find out that being American didn't help them.
Me myself, I'm a Lakota. You know.
I live in America.
White man is the one that created America. That's, you know, look what they did at that Capitol building. You know, I've yet to see anybody get charged. You know, they have all this stuff that they're talking about. Not one of those guys got charged yet, you know?
Yeah.
Kid, what's going on with that, man? I mean, that's what I say. If that was me and you, country shit, they'd have tarred and feathered us and hung us a long time ago, you know?
Yeah, be like my brother had beat my legs red, white, and blue and had me seeing stars. Walking down the road, red, white, and blue legs, and seeing stars, you know.
I have the squishy old shoes on from falling in the lake.
Yeah. and still walking with Lakota pride, you know.
There you go, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's good with Lakota, man, you know.
Yeah. Slapped his shades on. Only one side had glasses, but he was wearing them, you know.
Yes, and it had cardboard.
It was that cardboard on.
Yeah, had a target on it.
Walking on the road, man. Good, showing that Indian pride.
Yeah, but you know, that's how it is for us, you know. And a lot of people, you know, there's people that never been out in the world. So when you tell them stuff like that, they don't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
They don't believe that's how it is out there, you know. You tell them, I got all these bumps from a billy club. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, they don't believe it, you know.
Yeah, no, well, they don't do that stuff, shit. I mean, you know, they do it to us. Hell yeah.
Indians go through hell, man. One time I was in Pennington County Jail, and I was sitting there, you know, getting booked in, and I seen other Indians getting booked in. Man, they was coming in raggedy. Half their hair tore off, braid pulled off,
calf,
slings. Black eyes, teeth knocked out by the cops, you know.
Yeah.
Cement marks and grass on their skin, you know. And coming in. They're happy to get booked in. The, at least the beating part was over.
The worst of it was over.
Yeah.
Did I miss you?
Yeah. Now it's time to eat. We worked our way in here, you know. Now it's kicked back. Read a Lewis Lamar book, you know. And you know, Lewis Lamar, 007 book, and kicked back. You know. Yeah. But Indians, you know, we got a high tolerance for pain too. You know.
Yep.
We got a high tolerance for pain. Yeah.
When all kinds of people are beating you from the time you're small, you gotta have you gotta grow up tough, you know.
Well, you can be sitting at your table eating a chicken dinner with your wife and kids, and the next 5 minutes there these feds dragging you out of the driveway, beating you up, slamming you in the car, you know. You know,
over
something you didn't even do, or somebody just accusing you, or maybe some little old Rudy Poop charge, you know.
You know?
But Indians, we go through hell. You know, they'll take your freedom right away. I always feel bad for the Indian kids when they come in and lock the parents up. With Indian kids, they're without a dad or mom or. They got the kids loaded up in the back seat of a car, taking them to a foster parent, you know?
Yeah.
It's all big time money is what it is, you know?
You know, that's what it is. When they take these kids, you know, a native kid is worth $75,000. You know, and the Washitu and all these other races, they're only worth $15,000. That's why they do that. See? So a lot of times these parents, The only thing that they're guilty of is being unshika, you know, and yet they're treated just like criminals, you know. To get that, you know, you figure a Washitu guy, they send these kids to a foster home. Poor kids, shit. They're, you know, those guys are making $100,000, you know. You figure 4 times 100, shit. That guy's got his house payment paid off in a year, you know. And that's how they look at it. Watch me, too. You know, they look at it money-wise. They don't. That's why there's no foster home for Indians. Indians don't. They don't let us foster because of that. See.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was arguing with the Washitu about. They said, look at that guy. He's going to jail, and we have to pay for his room and board with our taxpaying dollars. You know, they don't know nothing about the prison system. The prison system is business. And the prison system, if that prison isn't productive, they'll shut it down. That prison better be paying for those inmates they got locked up, paying for the guards' salary, paying for the food they feed, or they'll shut that prison down. They don't know that prisons have prison industries in them. You know, they're making stuff, they're making, like, where I was at, they're making army blankets, and they had the biggest textile mill, and making all the stuff for the post office, their uniforms and all that, you know, and then there's some of them, like in Lompoc, they were making satellite parts, you know, stuff that not for NASA.
red wing boots, leather gloves, everything that you see on these shelves in a lot of these places is made by prisoners, you know, and that's the thing. It's legalized slavery. They never got rid of slavery.
Yeah, they just those deaths they make for kids in school, Catholic schools and stuff, the desk, they make those in prison. You know?
Everything.
You know? And you're working like a Hebrew slave in there, you know? or I shouldn't have said that. That might be kind of racist, you know. But
it's the truth, though.
Yeah.
And you know, when the prisoner's getting 50 cents an hour, and they're making all of this stuff, get 25 cents an hour, you know. And they say, oh, you got nothing else to do. You could do it. You're just doing time. You better do this, you know. And that's how
they treat
like slavery.
They make you get up and work.
And why do you think we privatize prison?
And Washeechas are always saying, oh, we pay for that with our tax dollars. What the Washeechas paying with their tax dollars is for bombs, missiles, and war machines to bomb other countries.
Yep.
That's where your tax dollars are going. They damn sure ain't going to pay for prisoners. That prisoner, once he gets locked up, man, he's working, you know.
Yep.
Look at the chain gang. Those guys on chains working on the roads. I seen them out there, down there in Georgia, you know. They were having a lunch break at a rest area in Georgia. I pulled in there in a truck, and they were cleaning the road. They were pulling weeds out there, making the rest area and the highway look good. Shit, all those prisoners were looking at me meaner than shit. So I kind of stuck my chest out. I wanted to show I'm a bull too, you know. So I kind of I kind of got me a little strut. And walked back to the truck, you know. I said, you know, I looked at him tougher than how. Yeah, I'm a bull too, man. You know.
I got horns too.
Yeah.
It's all true. So they never did get rid of slavery. It's just, look at all these private prisons now. There's four families in the United States that run all these private prisons throughout the United States. Four families. And they own all these prison systems. And it's all privatized now, you know. So the government and the state, they pay those guys. So
in L.A., they have a place called Wayside Honor Ranch.
Yeah.
And one of the details that goes out there is you break rocks. You break rocks into different sizes, and they put them inside a wire cages for flood control. You know, shit.
Yeah.
That's the humans doing that. Humans are putting those rocks in those iron cages, but people don't see that. You know, and they're selling those iron cages to the road department and to the state for big time money, you know.
Yeah.
And plus they have a big old pork ranch in Wayside Honor Ranch, you know, and they sell that meat to the city, you know. And up there in Sacramento, they raise cows for beef and stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's the thing. It's just legalized slavery.
Yeah, they slaved the hell out of me, bro. You know. You know.
Well, you know, and that's what I was saying. These red wing boots, shit, they're made there in Leavenworth, you know, and these gloves, these handies, all these other things, shit, that's all made there.
Yeah.
That's the industry there, you know, mattresses and boots, firefighting boots, all these fancy boots that they have in these stores, these $300 pair of boots. The prisoners are making those at 25 cents an hour, you know. The profit, you know, the profit margin is huge whenever they put them on the market. You know, so you figure a pair of gloves. You know, remember those mule skinners? I don't know what they're called. You know.
Yeah.
those girls, yeah, they're all made there. And, and it's 25 cents an hour. That's what they make.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I did all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, when they... Yeah, that's sometimes I'd be happy just to go ahead and sit in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, just for a vacation, you know.
Yeah, just to get some
go
rest.
Sit in the hole. Yeah. And the taxpayer dollar wasn't paying for that oatmeal they was feeding me either. You know.
Hell no.
Yeah. They cut down on the feeding budget when I was in the hole, you know.
Yeah, what's his name?
But
they took that from the old gray Marin and brought it to me. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Old gray Marin was when I was getting shorted.
You know, the American lives on a big on propaganda. They live on. They believe all the bullshit stories, just like us. They think every one of us is rich. They think we get free this and free that. They think, you know, everything we do, they, you know, and it ain't even like that.
You know, it kind of pisses me off because a lot of these Washichus out here, when are you going to get your Indian money, your free Indian money, you know?
Yeah.
Or I'm paying for your schooling, all this other bullshit, you know? And, you know, when you tell them that you pay taxes just like them, you know, you ain't any different, you know, that you don't get nothing from the government. Oh, no, they tell us you get all this, you know. So that lie comes from somewhere. So majority of Washichus believe that Indians are given a free check every month.
Wow.
You know, and all these Washichu people out here believe that, see. And they will argue with you that you're getting their money, you know. And they don't know a damn thing about an Indian, you know. But yet they could sit down and write a whole book about how these Indians, they act like they lived amongst us. And that's a bunch of BS, you know. So any of these books that are put out there by Washichus, shit, I don't even read them. I don't pay attention to them, you know. Because, you know, it's all BS. You know.
They say we all get casino money. Man, you know what? Yep. I don't know about that. The casino on our res, the one who goes to that casino is Indians. casino don't make no money at all, or should I say no money at all, you know? And well, we don't get none of it, you know? But I don't know where they get that. We're making money and everything's free for us. You know, hell,
yeah.
I went to see the doctor, and what the first thing they had me filling out was income statements.
That's true. Said, that's the first thing you get in there.
I said,
that's the first thing to have you fill out.
I said, I thought I'm over here to get some medical aid. I didn't know I was getting drug in here to enhance your business, you know.
Well, that's crazy. Remember, I was telling you about that abstracts in those computers. The minute they see that, these Washichus, they try to keep you there because that means extra money for them, see. And they'll pass you around to all these other people to get that money, you know. So it's not, you're just a dollar sign to them. They ain't going to take care of your health or anything. It's all about the money. You know,
they talk, and when I'm in there, they talk to me like I'm a little kid. This might hurt a little bit, you know.
Shit.
Yeah, this might hurt a little bit, but it'll be all right. You know, they talk to us like that because we're worth money to them. We're their bread and butter, you know.
These insurance, Washichu insurance companies, when somebody goes in there, man, they nickel and dime those guys. But when a Lakota or a native person goes in there and they see the abstracts, shit, there's no negotiation. They're going to get the money, you know? And that's the difference.
Look at that.
You know?
That Dick Cheney. Remember Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
George Bush's vice VP?
Yeah.
That guy must have had 50 heart attacks, 50 bypasses, 50 kind of surgeries. He should have been dead 50 times ago. But that sucker's still living because they got because he's Washita, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably got every body part ain't his. He probably got Osama bin Laden's heart in him or something, you know.
That's probably the reason why they killed him.
Yeah. You know, that guy has so much. Medical problems, but still alive. Our people go to the hospital with a cold, never return. You know, or come back raped.
that's bad. Don't go there, country. Me and Larry's looking at the pool. Me and him now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll stay away from that department, you know.
Leave those empty water jugs where they belong.
hey, Philip, Jennifer, Layla, you're all on, you know. So that you know, so you can change the subject if you want. We're kind of drifting away here, you know.
Jennifer, I really miss you.
Help us leave them water jugs out.
I want to hear about the serpent mound.
Yeah.
Can Philip tell us about the serpent mound?
The serpent mound?
Yeah.
Philip?
What about it?
What do you think it is? How old do you think it is? What do you, you know, what do you think is going on? Do you have, like, how old is it? Who built it? All that kind of stuff. Just kind of the history of it and what's going on.
Actually, they don't know who built it. It goes back to the Dena culture. That was here. But I know the Shawnee didn't build it, and neither did the Miami, because the Miami said that they were there. It was there, and a lot of the mounds were there before they even were there. So they're just caretakers. As far as the age, I never really looked into it, didn't memorize that, and but I know it's really, really old. A lot of the bends in the serpent align with astronomical times of the year, the solstice. Actually, summer solstice is coming up, the summer equinox. One of the bends in the serpent lines up with the sun coming up on that day.
Well, you know, there's always common sense behind everything. And it's like a lot of things. They were built over thousands and thousands of years by different people. You know, like I was down in Texas and seen the wall art, the cave art they had on. And some of the cave art was done by Apaches, and some were done by Lakota. Whoever passed through had a piece of it, and it wasn't all in the same time frame either. Some are 20,000 years old, some are 10,000 years old, you know. And that serpent mound was probably something that started, and people just added on to it as they went on, you know. And it's like a lot of the stuff There's so many things that's not even around anymore, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
There's brilliant things, constructions that aren't around no more, because maybe they were built out of wood, or they were built out of something that you know, didn't last long. But they know for a fact, indigenous people in the north and south knew how to construct some mean structures, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of it was, you know, like, what do they call it? Where people meet up and have big markets and what do they call it? Bazaars and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Thousands of years ago, before the Washita came, you know, everybody was getting along and they were trading all over the place, you know? But it's hard to say, but I tell you what, our people made things for reasons, and those reasons, the Washita should keep their hands off them, you know? And I was thinking that you know, it's hard to say, like you said, because in them days we didn't have no borders. You know, there was no border, so you couldn't say, oh, Chippewa did it, or Ojibwe did it, or, you know, or Cree did it. You couldn't. Because you hear white people say, well, the Lakota, they lived over here. They weren't over there. That was Ojibwe that lived over there. Because in their brain, they think we're from South Dakota, you know, and they think we all had our own places. But we were from all over the country, wherever we went, you know. And we're still doing that, you know. You know, if they,
that's why we're known as Upwinders.
Yeah. If you like, you might, you know, just like look at Vimber, my brother over there in the West Coast right now. They might find their hair or something there. 10,000 years from now, you know, now find their DNA, DNA there, you know.
Yeah, sounds like they're having a party over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the yeah. Then they'll be saying Lakotas are from California, you know.
Yeah. And this is what they eat. This is what they ate. They swallowed M&M peanuts whole.
Oh my God!
This is proof they were definitely around at the same period of M&M peanuts. You know?
M&M's proves it.
Yeah, and you know, you can't pin an Indian to the wall, because no telling where we came from. You know, I was down there where Layla lived at. Remember, Layla, you had those shell mounds. You know, mounds made of shells. You know,
so many parties by the Intercoastal Waterway. And, you know, for probably thousands of years, and they just throw the shells into a pile, and they turn into mounds, you know, over time. And then the grass grew and the trees grew.
Yeah. You know, I always trip up because you look on, like, if you go to Yahoo and read their news, on the bottom they have comments. And you read their comments, and read all the Washita that respond to them comments. Boy, Washita are some really low development, brain development people. You know,
no common sense.
You know,
no common sense, Washita.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Right.
Yeah. They said, like, one of them said, "Oh, you guys were savages 10,000 years ago when you came over here. That's what you came over here and you were savages, you know." And you know, they believe everything they read everything, you know. They could write something and read it to themselves and think somebody else wrote it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You look at some of their comments, you know. That, you know, that they make. I was trying to find the example, you know. You know, just like they're talking about Clarence Thomas, his wife was a racist, you know. And this guy, you know, and his wife is a racist. And she was running with those Proud Boys and all those, people. Yeah, you know. And Clarence Thomas has to, you know, cover for that, you know. They say Clarence Thomas knows every employee's name, every one of them. You know, somebody's trying to shine him and someone's trying to step on him, you know. And you know, I was just reading some of the comments that these people make. It's really something, you know.
Is his wife a white woman?
Yeah.
A lot of them too. They just keep spouting this old information. It's not. They're so lazy that they don't look at anything new information that's come out. They go by what they were taught in school, which was wrong to begin with. But, you know, they do no deeper investigation. And then they act like they're you know, they have the supreme knowledge of our people when they don't know jack, you know?
Yeah, I was reading some stuff because some Navajo, he got busted for rape. And he took a girl from the Navajo res into the Ute res, you know, in Utah. And I guess she said he raped her and all that stuff. He got busted and the tribal court gave him like 6 months in jail. And then the feds turned around and charged him.
Yeah.
And gave him 30 years. So he is fighting that in Supreme Court, you know. And you see there some of the stuff. Yeah. But you see the feds know how to spin everything. They said, you know, he crossed the state line, you know. He didn't just rape her. He crossed the state line. And he had the conspiracy to do that, you know?
Fed has authority to.
So they can do whatever they want, you know? It's just like the guy who shot Larry Flint, Hustler magazine. The white guy shot him and beat it in one court, but the feds got him for violating civil rights and gave him life sentence, you know?
Wow.
You know, this is what gets me mad. They can do the same thing to them cops. Them cops that are killing people and getting away with it in state court, the feds can haul them in and recharge them, every one of them, you know?
But the
feds could the feds can do what they want. Anyway, there's someone saying, Machbia Ioni is saying, I hope you remember who this is, brother, Philip. You know? You know, the thing is, Machbia Ioni, you know, that could be, I don't know how you'd interpret that, Thunder Rock Woman, or how'd you interpret that, Vember? Machbia Ioni. Oh, okay. Anyway, what? Okay. I forgive him. Yeah. But anyway, you know, the police, the feds, they can recharge anybody. They can give anybody a new charge for the same crime twice, you know? Look what they did to those cops with George Floyd. They filed whole different charges for them, for the same murder beef, but different charges, you know? And they do that to an Indian real quick, you know? Like on the res, like, it's like Grand Theft Auto. They can call it joyriding, you know, two different crimes. You know, they just making another crime for it. And there's a lot of Indians locked up in prison for stuff. Before, what the people would do is they would hope that the tribe would file charges on them. That way they could, you know, be safe from double jeopardy. But what stops that from happening is the minute you get busted for some felony or something that could be a felony, they got a CI, a criminal investigator, an Indian criminal investigator, that right away goes and looks at the charge, and then he calls up the FBI on the phone, and they both show up, and they talk to the suspect and the victim. And right away, they take care of that double jeopardy problem right then and there, you know. So the tribe ain't filing no charge on them, you know. But this Navajo guy, he's really, you know, he just got shot down by the Supreme Court. And you should see all the white people talking about him. They should kill him, blah, 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 this and that. He was busted for rape or whatever, you know. I don't support anybody that's, you know, rapist and pervs and all that. I don't support that. But we're talking about law. You know what I mean? The law.
You know what I mean?
That goes back to that
sovereign nation. They always say, "Oh, Indians are sovereign nation." See, they got sovereign court. How is it that a sovereign court can't prosecute a Washitu, but yet a Washitu could prosecute a Lakota? See, why is that? And a lot of these companies, the 34 Act, these Lakotas or these people with the 34, they bowed on to what the Supreme Court. Oh, if we're a sovereign nation, we should think for ourselves. We got to do these things ourselves. And like this guy, you talk of, why did he take it to the Supreme Court? There's never been any kind of justice for the Indian in Supreme Court. Never. Look at the Black Hills issue. They said the land was stolen, and yet they let the Washitu still overrun it.
you know.
You see, I mean, that's exactly, you brought out a good point, Tanshi. When you get busted and you go, when an Indian, say Lakota, under the 1868 treaties and all that, we get busted. We ain't got no business in Supreme Court. You said it right. Because it's not,
yeah.
It's not, has nothing to do with them. It has to do with treaty rights.
Yep.
You know?
Nation to nation.
Yep. And that's pure and simple. But you see, when you start feeling American and fighting cases in their law, with their logic, then it's like Russell Means said, you're just putting your head on a brick wall and spinning your feet on it, you know?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna go nowhere. Because the treaties, you know, and I don't agree with treaties either, because, you know, they only pick certain people to sign the treaties or whatever, you know. But since we're talking about treaties, the treaties apply to us as a people. The Supreme Court doesn't apply to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know, see, and that's my point, Christian, is that they say we're a sovereign nation, but yet these so-called tribes don't seem to understand what sovereign means until a Washita needs land or is going to steal something from Indian people. Then they throw that limited sovereignty in or whatever the hell that means. There is no such thing. And people, these people that sit on council and stuff, they'll argue with you saying that, oh, yeah, we got limited sovereignty because of this, and what does the word mean, sovereign? There is no such thing as limited sovereignty. Only to the white man when he wants to steal more land or do it Indian rights, then all of a sudden there's limited sovereignty. We're either sovereign or we're not. See, and that's an inherited right. That's an inherited right from way back. Our grandfathers, their grandfathers, from the beginning. That's where sovereign comes from. But yet, you have all these fools believing in this Washita system. That's why I say, why did this guy go to the Supreme Court? He should have just stuck with the Navajo courts and just went on with it, you know? And the Navajo Nation should have stood up and took the guy out of there and shot him or whatever they do to the rapist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's,
and you know,
that,
I was just thinking about the people that are making the comments, you know, the white people making comments on that, and, you know, they should kill him, he's this. You know what? They don't even think about what they're saying when they're saying it, because if you're going to pass that judgment and want that kind of punishment, then every single person that came over here from Europe should have been killed because they did it to our people. Yet they're going to say, oh, well, he's a rapist. Well, guess what? Your people were rapists and murderers too. So maybe you shouldn't be here.
That's where the Indian people learned it is from these Washitas.
Yeah. Yeah, everything that our people do is influenced by the American. The alcohol, the drugs, hell, we didn't make none of that stuff, you know? I know Rush Limbaugh was trying to blame us for them getting cancer because he's smoking cigarettes, you know? Well, our tobacco gave him cancer, more power to us, you know? Good.
Yep.
You know? But you see, they're the ones turned it into smoking stuff, you know? What do we use? We use chinchasha for our chanupas.
Yep.
And another one of them lies, they always say, you guys are smoking wacky tobacco in your pipes, you know.
Gee, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a shame that.
You know, and here they are, you know, going to church and drinking wine, you know. I mean, what a bunch of hypocrites, you know.
Yeah, going to church and drinking wine, yeah. You have,
well, so cannibalism.
They're alcoholics, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, you know, the American is the biggest alcoholics on the face of the earth. But if
they
we go to the store and buy a, if I go buy a six pack of beer and walk out of the store, everybody says, "Look at that Indian! Look what he's doing!" You know. But I seen a white lady come out of the store with a shopping cart with 12 packs stacked up, of beer and you know some hard liquor. Boy, she was gonna party, you know. And they do that all the time. Every Friday night or Friday, go to the store in Valentine and watch them load up, you know. They load up. And I seen an Indian grab a 12-pack and come out. He was trying to hide it. So we was watching him, though. Said, look at that Indian. First, he's going to be real nice and generous, and next thing you know, he's going to want to beat somebody's ass. You know, that's what alcohol does to you, Indian, you know.
Yeah.
First, they're real nice. Hey, shaking everybody's hand, hugging, you know, giving a free beer. A little while later, he's hitting on your woman. And a little while later, he wants a fight, you know. A little while later, the cops are on them. The other day, some guy was across the road popping caps, and the cops came, and he stood in front of the headlights and said, come on, motherfucker, calling the cops, you know. The cops made him lay down. They just came over and put him in a cop car and drove him to jail like nothing happened. I said, you know what? If that was in Washichu world, they would have 50 cops out there. They probably would have shot his ass up good. You know, and, you know, but this guy doing all of that, and that's why over here, they don't take life serious because the way they get treated over here compared to what happens if they go to Valentine or Pier or Rapid City, you know? Over here, these cops, you know, they're asshole cops everywhere, you know, like, but these cops over here, their logic isn't as intense as Washichu logic, you know. They'll grab you and cuff you up, take you to jail, and take your gun away. I mean, I've seen guys hide their pistol in the cop car under the seat, one of our bros. Under the seat, and then next week he got busted again, so this time he got the gun out of the seat and took it home with him. You know? you know, our cops have different logic unless they come from out of state and they're Washichu cops, you know.
Yeah.
Then you got to watch out for them guys, you know. Like that one in Manderson was tasing the hell out of people, you know. He got on a tasing trip, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a totally different logic. But like said, you know, this guy here was raising hell across the road, and all they did was took him to jail. I tell you what. If that happened in the city, there was been some bloodshed over there, over that, you know. But
he wouldn't even be alive.
Yeah. And you see, our Indian people are really naive to the law. They see that. They watch YouTube and all that. Try to talk like that. Come on, motherfucker. Come on. You know. Yeah.
They don't know. They don't know. He did that. He got away with it here. But
yeah.
I tell you, I was watching. I said, damn. I was wondering if they were going to blast him. You know, I was all eyeballs. Yeah, I was all eyeballs, you know, but they just took him to jail. And that was it. You know?
Blasted him.
Yeah. And throw them in the car. I said, shit, is that all they're going to do to that dude? You know, if that was me back in L.A., you know, I would have been laying in the back seat with my shirt and pants tore off, you know, one shoe off, you know. bleeding profusely, you know. But
those big words.
Yeah, profusely, you know. You know, and the other thing is just like over here, it might be your relative that busts you, you know. I remember I was locked up in the jail down here when I was young. I was locked up in the jail down there. And here, my cousin was with me. They busted us, and he said, "I'm gonna tell Uncle Pat." Uncle Pat was the big cop in the jail. So I said, "Shit, I ain't calling Uncle Pat. I don't even want him to know I'm here." You know. And we were sitting in the back cell, and he's calling Uncle Pat, Uncle Pat. Finally, Uncle Pat shows up. Walks in the door and whips the shit out of him inside the cell, all over my bed, you know. I'm scooting right out of the way. And then he looked at me and he said, "You behave, you hear?" I just shook my head, yeah. I said, shit, that's all he had to tell me, you know. I wasn't going to go no further. But you see, our people are naive to things. That's why they do stuff, and some of them get big time, you know. They get big time, and you know, they don't even realize what the hell they did. You know, there's Indians in federal prison doing 15 years for taking a car, you know, taking their uncle's car or something like that, you know. It's really something, you know. But we have to watch out when we leave the rest. And I try to tell our young people, hey, watch out for them Washichu. My dad used to tell me that. Watch out for the Washichu, you know. My dad knew what he was talking about, you know. Watch out for... Yeah. Who's getting tickled over there?
Oh boy!
The radio went off. I mean, the phone went off. So I took it outside where.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. So we got it.
Got it running again.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
you put some technology to it, huh? Expertise. Huh?
Ah, there you go. Yeah, it's recognizing Larry.
I want to bring something up real quick.
Yeah,
bring it up.
Since it's now after midnight, I just want to wish all of you guys and everybody out there that is one happy Father's Day. Since Juan Blee's talking about his dad, you know, I figured, you know, yeah, this is a good segue right into it. So I hope all of you have a really great Father's Day and enjoy your children.
You bet.
Hey,
thank you.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Philip, because you know who the greatest dad on this radio show is? Vember.
You. Oh, Vember.
Yeah, Vember's the greatest dad on this radio show. Yeah, me and Larry are all right dads, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Larry's raised a good son, you know, looked just like him, too,
yeah.
You know. I can't say that about myself. See, my son, you know, might look like me, but he damn sure ain't me, that guy. You know, I failed with that one, you know. But,
you never fail. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're a father, you never fail. You're just, you know, that's just the way it is. They'll always recognize you as a dad.
Yeah. I just said that. Hey, Toshi, I just said that because I knew you was going to shine me up good.
There you go.
Yep. I said, I'm going to play victim here so I could get shined up good, you know.
Well, there it is. I shined you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that's good, Philip, you know, because, you know, actually Indian men are good parents. They don't give us credit, yep. You know. You know, they don't know we actually love our kids, you know.
We might be Unshika, but we put our kids first. That's the thing. You know, that's how we look at things. Future is bright as long as you have your kids.
Yeah.
You know, nothing else matters.
And being good parents, you know, there's a big struggle, and sometimes, you know, it really hurts because we have so much feelings for our kids. When we lose one of our kids, man, that hurt, you know? And, you know, me and my brother were victims of this, of that, you know? And, I remember how my mom and dad and all of us were when we lost our little brother, you know?
Yeah.
Indian men, and we have a lot of feelings and people don't give us credit for it. You know, we got a lot of feelings, you know?
Yeah.
So shine me up some more.
You're getting the songs right, Wombly. Tremendous amount of feeling in your beautiful songs.
Yeah. That's one good thing when you write songs, you know, you put them out there, you know. Vember, I'm glad. You know, I just wanted to say, Vember, you know, he did a good job in his children, you know. And,
As a matter of fact, two of them are headed back toward the reservation for Sunday.
Are you
still on that? That's the thing, you know, they're grown up now, but they know what to do, you know. They know how to take care of business. Makes me proud that, you know, that they're following their tradition, you know. You know, that's the thing about being a father. You know, you take them and you show them. And then someday they grow into it, you know. And now they're doing these things, and I'm kind of a slacker right now, you know me.
Yeah.
Gotta relax every evening.
Yeah, I hear you.
They could handle, They could handle stuff.
We can relax so now, you know, when you get up there in our age bracket, we can relax a little bit, you know. You know, so. So, if I see you sitting on your ass, I'm not gonna shame you out. I'm gonna be, you know.
I'm not gonna stand you and feel it.
He deserves to sit down, you know. You know. Life is, we go through all of this that we go through, and then, you know, like they always say, life is a bitch and then you die.
Yeah.
You know? Oh,
and
no.
That's a, That's a hard one there, but it's a fact, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad my brother's been here this long. I'm not trying to tell him his age, but I'm glad. I'm glad he's still here at 38 and helping me out when I'm 23, you know?
Yeah.
You know? But Indian, look at you. You, Philip, was your baby boy, you know?
Yep.
You know, you're always showing him and sharing things with him, you know? And that's what good parents do, fathers, you know? And mothers, too, where, you know, we're all in it together, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, it's like I just happy to see our kids survive one way or another, you know, and it's hard.
You know, a lot of times these kids, their uncles and their grandfathers, they're real important to them because they look up to them, you know, like you, Richard, my kids. They all watch you, you know, and that's the thing. They use people as role models, but you don't even know it, you know.
They learn. You know what they did to me? Big dude grabbed me and hugged the shit out of me and then let me go and then says, now give me another one. hug me again, you know. And you know, that makes me feel good, you know, that they do that, you
Heck
know?
Yeah.
That,
Heck yeah.
You know, that, you know, not just hug me once, but let me hug, give me another one, you know, and grab me and strangle me some more.
and that's the thing, when they say it takes a village, it's true. You know, their uncles and their aunts, all these people play a big role in the way they are. Because we alone just can't do all these things ourselves. You know, like I was telling you, these boys are headed back home, you know, to participate in the Sundance. You know, and they know what to do. You know, I ain't even got to tell them anymore, you know. They just get in and take off, you know. But I know where they're going, you know. And I'll be straggling along, but I'll make it over eventually, you know.
Yeah, you see... At least you ain't have to grab them by the collar and take them over there.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
going because that's their life and that's all they know. You know.
Yeah.
And when I look at our Sundance family, our Uweepi babies, you know, they're that's how they live. You know, they know songs.
Yeah. Yep.
They live that way. You don't have to tell them right away. They're going to, you know, fire up some sage or cedar or something or sing a song or anything, you know, to get through a certain time. And you don't have to tell them. They just do it, you know. And
like right now. It's Sundance season, so a lot of these guys that sing, they go to these places where they get paid, you know, money. And a lot of these, you know, like my kids, they don't do that. They don't go for the money. They go to help people too, you know, and that's the thing with my boys. You know, they're headed back there because they got to sing at a Sundance. And there's no singers, you know, and they you know, Lawrence, he loves that stuff. He lives for that. And he just goes and he does it, you know. I don't have to ask him or tell him. He just, you know, a lot of times I volunteer him, but he doesn't know it, you know. But he gets there, you know, and he takes care of business. And,
you know, I never took a dollar for singing out of Sundance, and I sang at Sundance. I never even thought of it. I looked at it as an honor to be there. You know?
Yeah. You know, and see, and times change. See, and that's what I'm talking about. It's hard to get people to sing at these Sundances because they want to get paid. See?
Goodness, and, that's shocking, really.
And a lot of these, like my kids, they know how to do it. They know what to do. And so a lot of times their uncles really depend on them for that. And they know they're going to show up and they're going to do it, see? So we raised singers, we raised helpers, we raised all these kids just for that, see? Now they know what to do, and so they go and do it without, you know, asking us or, you know, saying, look, they do it themselves, see? Which makes me feel proud because that's how they're doing it.
I remember one time at Sundance, we were there, and they said, where's the singers? They didn't show up in here. And here Rick said, what are you talking about? You're all singers. Get over there. Next thing, the Sundances were out there singing, taking us out, you know? Because we're all singers. How do we make it in that circle without knowing how to sing, you know? How do we go that far? You know, and
you know, it's hard to do when you dance and you sing at the same time. It's a hard thing to do because you're doing two things at one time. It's easier when you have your singers and your dancers. You know, so it makes it a lot easier and smoother when it's going. You know, and that's the thing I'm telling. You know, my boys know what to do. I ain't got to tell them. You know, they just go ahead and do it. You know, and when they ask where I'm at, they say, I don't know, he's somewhere. You know, he'd be here. You know, that's all they say.
Yeah.
Eventually,
well,
you know.
I really, like I said, right now, you know, I went to an event today, and I was happy to see the people sitting out there. The kids out there, all the support for our culture, you know? And you know, they could be going to a basketball game. They could be going to go see the new Tom Cruise flick or whatever it is. But they're over there supporting our way of life. We need more of that. We're losing a lot, but I still look and I see these little babies out there and I say, wow, at least they're going to know, you know,
they're still going to know. You know, and what makes me feel good is now my kids are starting to learn this way too. See, and they're going to pick that up. See, from their parents, you know, and so that's the thing. It's kind of like a revolving door, you know. Eventually, I'm going to bail out somewhere, you know, but they're going to still go, you know. And those little ones, those little babies, they're the ones that are going to be next. You know, so it's pretty cool to watch them because their kids are real curious now, and they're hanging in there, you know.
They want to do
these things, you know.
We're in a sweat lodge, and these little bitty ones, you know, 6 years old.
Yeah.
Was in the sweat, and all of a sudden they're laying flat, covered up, and they said, wait till they throw the water into it, you know. The door opened but still covered up with Fred dug down. I was thinking of Larry diving with his rope before he finished, you know. Wait, hold on a little bit there, you know. You know, but I see these little ones, you know, they get the game down, you know, and
Inipi,
you know, and I'm proud that our children will go in there. And if you take them in there when they're young like that, then they don't think nothing else. They think that is part of life. You know?
Yeah.
You know, they don't care a sweat about how hot it is or what. They just go in. You know? We're just going in, you know, and I was thinking about your boys, you know, going in there. They didn't even have to duck to walk through the door, just strut in there and look around. There's a bunch of Indians in here.
my son didn't want to go in, so they asked him, how come you don't go in here? He peeked in there and he said, there's Indians in there.
But you know, our kids, they still do that, and I like that, you know, like they ain't in there because, you know, I tell my son Freddie, is it hot? No. He said, not, you know. You all right? Yeah, I'm all right. You know? And it don't bother them because they've been doing it. That's all they know, you know, since they were babies.
Yep.
But when you don't raise your kids that way, then, man, you take them in the sweat lodge, man, that's all about claustrophobia and all of that, you know. So, you know, I'm glad when our people take them in there young and start doing this young, and they know how to, plus they respect the sun that's better, you know. You go to a powwow, watch kids raising hell all over the powwow, but you go to Sundance, they're a total different kind of kid there.
Yeah.
You know, more disciplined and careful there.
Yeah.
You know. And
I
like that. But hey, Jennifer.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, give us some feedback.
It's good to train the children young. Our family certainly has. I have this cute little story about my eldest granddaughter when she was two. My daughter was running a women's sweat lodge, and it was hot, like, you know, summer hot. And she had her brother tending the fire, and it was in between rounds. She was 2 years old at that time. She was smart because she would come in when the doors were open in between the rounds and sit with us inside. And but then she would leave as soon as it was time to pray. I thought, now she's pretty smart. But then she came in one time and it was pretty hot from the steam, and she looks at us and it was hot outside, and she was like, you all are crazy. And then she sits down beside us, and she says, but I'll be crazy with you. I'll be crazy with you. And, but, you know, before the sweat lodges start, the boys like to play around, you know, play the drum and sing some songs. So they're actually teaching her some songs. So she was able to sing some songs pretty young. And we had taken her to a memorial for my dad, and this lady was like asking her to sing a song, and she was expecting that she wouldn't know anything. So she said, sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, you know, that's all you know. And here she whipped out a Sundance song, and everybody just kind of, whoa, where'd that come from? Well, that's what we do. We teach them young and give them a drumstick when they're young and let them pound on the drum, whether they're just, you know, cooing or whatever. But that's just the way our people are. And I think it's really beautiful that we do train them really as soon as, you know, they can walk and talk. And I think it's good. There is different energies, I think, from the powwow versus the ones that go to sweat lodges and sun dances and stuff. But I don't know. You know, my granddaughter still wanted to make some mud pies, so she was a tree girl.
Yeah, I remember we were in an Epeat, and it was hotter than hell in there, and some guys wanted to get out, and they even said it. They said, you know what, I would like to get out, but I'm not going to get out with that little guy still sitting in there talking about my son still sitting in there, wasn't going to get it. But you know they adapt to that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They adapt to it, and when it's part of their life, they don't like when we take our baby girl to the sweat. She don't say not again or nothing. She's happy. That's part of life, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm going in there, you know. And you know, even Freddie, hey, you come in the sweat, yeah. You know, they're eager to do it because that's part of the life, you know. And the only way they get that way is if we're living that life with them, you know. We live the life with them, so. If you don't live that life, you know, they might be off rather playing hockey someplace or something, you know. There's a lot of other things people raise their kids to do, but I'm happy when I see our people raising them to live this way, you know. Yeah, I was going to ask you, Wimber, you know, I see someone on the chat named Makabia Iawi. What's that, Thunder Rock Woman?
Mukhtia Iyami or Wakim?
Yeah.
Mukhtia Wakim.
Mukhtia. Oh, yeah. It's the cloud Rock Woman.
Yeah.
Mukhtia.
Yeah, Mukhtia Iyami. Cloud Rock Woman.
Cloud Rock. Yeah, there's someone on the chat named that, so I just wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
And I had a brain lock, you know. Yeah, you know, like we was talking about forgetting names again today. I was trying to remember a name of somebody, you know. I did, because I didn't want, I talked to her. But I said, yeah, what's this girl's name? I know her name. And I was trying to think, you know. I know her. You know, it's right at the top of my head. But, I didn't want to be saying hey and all that, you know. You know. So is that because we're getting old, or is that just because we have too much to remember?
You know, the
a little of both.
I wrote too much to remember.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both.
The older we get, the more stuff we have to remember, you know? And,
I'm having a hard time remembering this morning.
Yeah. He has a hard time remembering putting his drawers on in the morning. You know?
Yeah.
Putting the right ones on.
Yeah, that's, you know? That's the thing. You have to remember. You know, too much to remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say it is, because I don't feel like I'm losing my mind, but I do forget a lot of names, you know? And but there's some people that don't come around you. Like, I know her brother's names because they're more involved in my in our life together than her, you know?
Yeah.
You know? So, but in general, you know, like normally I remember names, but man, sometimes I forget names of people. You know, I say, what the hell is that girl? Oh, like this one woman, it took me 3 hours to remember her name. You know? I said, man, what's her name? That's my bro's mother. How could I forget her name, you know? And I was really, and finally I remembered it. Oh, and then I was really satisfied with myself, you know? You know? You know, but we go through a lot with age, don't we, Vimber?
It's recharging.
Oh, yeah, you see, that's exactly what I'm talking about right there, you know. Yeah. And I'm, you know, it's good. It's good. Look at you, Larry, you know, still hanging out, being here this age, being Karen Chanupa, and look at that big, long life of yours, you know. Like I told Mom, I said, man, you know what, Mom? I said, look how long we've known each other. I said, we got one hell of a relationship, don't we, Mom? And my mom looked at me and she said, just think about me and Larry's relationship. Because Larry's older than me, you know. And I was thinking, damn, you know my mom. He know my mom 90 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know, having a life with people in your family that many years, that's a good thing, you know, that we're still here, you know, and it's still, yeah, like today I was, you know, looking at meeting a bunch of people that I hadn't seen in 20 years and stuff. I said, damn, look at that. I know that girl from someplace. And she came over and, you know, she knew right away who I was. You know, we was all gray haired and everything, you know. And some of these guys, one guy walked up on me. The only thing he had left that looked the same was his eyeballs. The rest of them didn't look the same no more. You know? I said, I know them. I know them eyeballs from someplace, you know. And
yeah.
And I was right, you know. But
it is that way.
Anyway, you know, I was thinking about you know, they're talking about this. This woman, remember they busted a bunch of guys from Utah last week in a U-Haul van. They opened up a U-Haul van and there's 32 or something, white guys, all decked out in the same uniform, you know, with masks on inside the U-Haul. Damn, what an ugly sight that was, huh? Anyway, one of the guys, his mother threw him out of the house. For shaming her out like that, you know, being involved with some haters. She threw him out, and it made me realize, you know, because, you know, sometimes like a mother is the greatest influence on decency, you know?
Yeah.
You know, a mother is our greatest influence on decency. If you don't have a good mother, you ain't going to be decent. You're going to be, you know, wild or something. But, you know, most people that you know, women have a big influence, you know.
Yeah.
And That's why.
You know, Kershi, I was thinking about that too. You know, these guys, they all talk about these treaties that these Lakota made with these teachers. Something that we found out later was that these Washichus took that treaty back to Chicago and took all the women's names out of the treaty. They left the men's names out. So the Washichus, even clear back then, had an ulterior motive, you know, when they take all the women's names off of something that they agreed to and they leave the men's names and say that's a treaty. That was wrong even back in the day, see?
Yeah.
You know, look at what they're still doing today. You know, look at the Supreme Court about, you know, controlling women's bodies and stuff, you know. It's crazy how these Washichus, they haven't progressed at all. They have no mind. You know, the invasive species is just that. They're invasive species, you know, and they want everybody to be like them. Evangelical, Christian, or whatever the hell they're called, you know, that's, to me, it's just a, you know, it's just a bunch of lies. They use a book called God's Book to kill people, to rape people, do all these things, and yet they call themselves Christian? Yeah, you know, it's all about the hustle. It's all about the money. It's not about the so-called God or whatever it is. Yeah.
When you have a good mother, you're scared to use the F word in front of other women, you know?
Yep.
You know, it's like certain things you're real careful around other women because you had a good mother, you know? And a lot of people don't, you know, that's why it's important, even, you know. I could tell even my father was raised around a good woman because his worst word that he used to say was, ah, damn it. But I never heard my dad say the F word or stuff like that or you know.
They never did.
You know, but look at here we are, even me, you know, what the F, you know, and I have to check myself.
Yeah.
What the F? Look at that mofo saying, you know, you know, but back in them days, nobody was using these kind of words, you know, like I said. The worst word my dad said was, ah, damn it. Yeah. He didn't even say God. He said, ah, damn it, you know. That, when someone would cut in front of him or something, that was his road rage. Ah, damn it, you know. Yeah.
You know that. The thing about it is, these mothers, like we were saying, they raised you from the time you was a baby. She was the first voice you heard, everything, all the way up till, and these people that don't respect women. I always wonder, that's what I was saying, these Washichus. You know, the way they look at women, you know, it's crazy because that's not how we were, you know, and they want to call us savages, you know.
Yeah.
Who's the real savage? And that's why I said about these Christians hating on women and because they don't want to bow down to them. And, you know, the Washichu has no respect at all.
Yeah, you know? Well, look at the royal family. Just because they're mad at Harry, he couldn't even get involved in their family. Who would treat their own son like that or their own brother like that, you know? Just because he didn't do nothing wrong. Just because he married a woman they don't like, you know. They all treating him like that, you know. You know. That they're a good example of how Washichu is, the royal family, how they treat their own family, you know. They ashamed of their own family member for that, you know. And what did he do? He didn't do nothing, you know. He wasn't driving down Chicago shooting gun out the window or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
He married a woman. That's what he did.
Yeah. And she's a movie star. You know, she had her own wealth, you know. And you know, how better,
evil.
Yeah.
Evil people.
Yeah. Shit, I wish I would have started out like that.
I don't think your mom would let you.
I better shut up. I'll be sleeping on the poach, you know. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, life is a big difference when you're, and that's why, remember we were talking to Anshi? Some of these women, they don't realize how important their job is. You know, they're telling their own kid, "Hey, shut the F up," and even calling their own kids, "You little bastard, shut the F up." You know, that really bothers me when I hear them talking to their kids like that. You know, and wow, that's wicked. You know. And they don't realize the impact they have on their child. You know, compare that. I know me, Vimber, and Larry, and us, you know, we're not goody two shoes and little angels walking around, but you can tell we had good mothers.
Yeah.
Just by how we act with, with people, you know.
Wombly,
if
can
it
I
wasn't,
say?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, everybody. Wombly and Donnie came and stayed at my house for about a week. They had the best behavior of anyone you could ever imagine. I mean, they were just beyond perfect gentlemen. They were fantastic people.
Hear that, Vimber? She's signing me up.
I'm a loyal fan.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I'm not bragging, you know. But you know, like my band when we were in Europe, you know, even though my band members, a couple of them drink and all that, the people said that they acted like gentlemen, and that's because both my band members are my band members. They're raised, you know, with Indian women, Indian mothers. So from that, you know, they know how to conduct themselves around people, you know. So
yeah.
Even though they are sneaking a beer here and a doobie there, when they conducted with people, they were acting respectful, you know. You know, and that's because the older Indian women, you know, were different than the ones now. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know. I wish our women could look in the mirror and see themselves, what they're, you know, some of the stuff there, how they're representing themselves to the kids, to their own kids, you know, and just because your husband drinks, don't mean you gotta drink, you know. You know, you have a big job. Women have a big job raising kids. And sometimes I'm happy to see men that are raising their kids because their women ran off. We have a few bros that are doing that. you know, or that done that. I think that nowadays with all this YouTube and all this ghetto people out there, you know, they used the B word, calling each other bitch, you know,
yeah.
and all
yeah.
that, you know, that ain't good. That ain't good, you know.
That's
you know,
I don't think that.
You know. Yeah, this guy said, yeah, let me introduce you to my bitch. You know, he told me that.
Sure.
And I just looked at his woman, and she just looked at it like that was normal.
Damn.
And I felt sorry for her, you know, but she accepted it like it was no big thing, you know. How? My dad would have said that to my mom. He would have had another Clorox bottle scar on his face. You know? an additional one from the last time, you know? we can't be introducing are women to
Damn.
People like that, you know?
You know, the thing about it is we're fathers to girls, you know? And why do you want to treat women like they're below you? You know, you come from
yep.
a woman. Where's your respect
yep.
for that woman? You know, any woman, it doesn't matter. You know, and that's, you know, these kids that do that or these people that do that, they lose all my respect. You know, that's... To me, that's not right. That's totally wrong.
Yeah. And then
if
when you have a baby
she
girl,
like to call you a bitch, you know.
When you're the father of a girl, you know,
yeah.
you don't want nobody berating her like that. You know, that's
yeah.
killing time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
You know, it's a hard life. We got to put up with a lot of stuff right now. You know what? I hate to say this, but damn, we got to go right now. So. Jennifer, got any last comments?
Good show. Good to hear everybody and all everything that was talked about. Have a good weekend.
Stick. And Layla, any last comments?
Well, I just want to send love to everyone and wish all the dads, you know, have a wonderful day, Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Philip.
Yeah, I just want to say it's a really great show, and I have to give a shout out publicly to a couple people. I ended up with a situation where my Choctaw sister was stuck in Oklahoma, and I want to thank Marilyn Berryhill and then Rachel Thunder for helping me get her home to Kentucky.
Right on, watch there, you know. And, yeah, well, that's good, you know. You know, that's example of what we're talking about, you know, how women get treated away from home, you know.
Yep.
Away from their own protection, you know. I mean, people when we see a woman from away from home, that ain't time for us to gang up on her or start picking on her. That's being a coward, you know. We have to, you know, we have to, you know, there's women there, Nila Uchika, you know, there, when you know. Or even men, you know, how being in a whole nother neighborhood and over there, everybody don't know everybody and they start ganging up on you. That ain't even right. You know, so, but that's an example of what we're talking about treating, you know, people shouldn't do that. That's being a coward when people go someplace else and because they're helpless and alone. People take advantage of that, you know. Anyway, we gotta go, and I'll let Vimber and my brother. I'm good, glad they're both here, and I'll let Vimber go ahead. You can
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles to go home. And through the never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. Now, I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no.